Small details or big surfaces, tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Welcome everybody to another episode of Dr. Matt and Dr. Mike's A to Z of the human body. We've opened up your favorite anatomy and physiology textbook, gone to the index, and we're on the letter A. We are looking at the abdominal pelvic regions. We've done the abdominal cavity. We've done the abdominal pelvic cavity. We've done the abdominal walls and the muscles of the walls as well. But today,
why are we here, Michael?
Yeah, why? Well, because we're looking at the regions. So, an arbitrary way to segment out the abdomen and the pelvis, because that's where most of the organs of the body sit, in the abdomen and pelvis. So, a lot of issues of the body are going to be in these areas. And so, if you can segment them out,
well, have a look. Oh, I've already done it. What? Have a look at my.
Whoa, Matt's just lifted his shirt up and shown me his shaved chest. But in addition to that, he's got a tattoo that has two vertical lines and two horizontal lines, which gives me 9
regions
of both his abdomen and pelvis. I didn't need to see the pelvic ones, but that's fine. So let's have a look at these 9 regions. First, let's talk about where those lines were drawn. Basically, what he did was the two horizontal lines that go from top to bottom.
That's vertical.
Testing you. The two vertical lines that go from top to bottom are basically drawn mid-clavicular.
So the clavicles?
Yeah, taken right in the middle of either clavicles, gone all the way down.
I measured it with a ruler.
Very good. And then you get your tattoo artist to just go straight in.
It's just a permanent marker.
Oh, makes sense. Okay, so your wife did that.
Did it myself. Wow. In the mirror.
Okay, that's sad. And the horizontal lines, where would you say they're drawn?
I did it with a spirit level.
Where would you say they're drawn?
Well, the lower horizontal is the tubercles of the ilium. Okay, so like the iliac crest, just a bit further down.
So top of the hips basically, going from one hip to the other.
It's all in the hips, Michael.
And what about the top line, horizontal line?
Subcostal.
So just underneath your rib cage, you drew a line going across from bottom of one side of the rib cage to the bottom of the other.
Which is about the level of the pylorus of the stomach.
Okay, so what that's given us now is 9 regions. Sort of squares, 9 regions. And so if we have a look at each of these 9 regions, they've got names and they've got various organs that sit within them. And the whole reason why we do this is so that if there's an issue or a problem and someone experiences pain in a particular region, one, you can articulate that to another health professional to instead of saying, oh, they're sore in
this part
next to their belly button. It's like, okay, what does that mean? Be a bit more specific. But if you say the right hypochondriac, then they'll be able to go, oh, I know where that is and I know what organs sit within there. Therefore, I might have an indication as to what might be going wrong.
Yep.
So let's have a look with those 9 regions. Let's start at the top. Let's start at the top right. That is called the right hypochondriac region. Now, why is it called hypochondriac?
Chondro is cartilage.
Yeah. And hypo?
Below.
So it's the right area underneath the cartilage of the ribs. But you may have heard the word hypochondriac before when somebody That's thinks you. They're sick all the time, right? Yeah, I'm a hypochondriac. What does it mean? Well, yes, it means they think they're sick all the time, but why has that got anything to do with underneath the ribs?
Melancholy.
Exactly. Melancholy. My favorite band. No, that's Millencolin. Sorry. That's a punk band from the 90s. Anyway, hypochondriac, they thought that back in ancient Greece that the seat of illness sat underneath the rib cage. Like you said, melancholy, was sadness, like disease. Yeah. And they called that the hypochondriac region, making sense. And that's why it's synonymous with sickness.
Okay.
All right. Anyway, that right hypochondriac region, it is that right upper side of the abdomen beneath the rib cage. And it contains the liver.
Pretty much the liver.
Gallbladder and part of the right kidney.
Okay.
All right. Then you've got the epigastric region.
So that's between the two chondriac.
Yes.
Not quadrants, regions.
Yes. So it's to the left of the right hypochondriac. You've got the epigastric. So this is the upper middle region.
Epi, upon stomach.
Yeah. And that's what's in that region, the stomach. But you've also got a bit of the pancreas and part of the liver as well. Mm-hmm. Then to the left of that, unsurprisingly, the left hypochondriac region underneath the rib cage, but to the left. And it's
spleen, kidney.
And left kidney.
And pancreas probably.
Probably a bit of the pancreas. Then we go, so we've done the top three. Let's go down. Let's do right in the middle, but on the far right. This is called the right lumbar region. Why?
Lumbar spine.
That's right. It's around the lumbar spine region. And it's next, it's beside the umbilical region, which we'll get to shortly. And what we're going to have here is ascending colon, part of the small intestines.
And kidney.
And a bit of the kidney. Then move to the middle, the umbilical region. So this is pretty belly much button. Where the belly button is, right?
Small bowel.
Yes, small intestines and probably a bit of the transverse colon. Then you've got the left lumbar region to the left of that. So that's left middle side of the abdomen. It contains the descending colon and part of the small intestines. Then your bottom right. So this is, so we've done now the middle three segments. Let's now do the bottom segments.
Yep.
Bottom right is the right iliac, also known as the right inguinal. So because that's at the iliac crest.
Yeah, inguinal ligament or inguinal region. Yeah.
Yep. It contains the appendix, the cecum, and part of the small intestines. Then hypochondriac, so bottom middle. Hypogastric, sorry.
So below stomach.
That's right. This is the pubic region. It contains things like the bladder, the uterus, and the rectum. And then the left iliac or inguinal, this contains parts of the small intestines and sigmoidal colon, right?
Ovaries.
That's right.
Flopping tube.
Yes, very good. And so now that's if you break it up into the nine segments, but if you break it up into the tattoo I've got, which is the four segments, how would you say these lines are drawn?
Through the sternum.
Yep.
Keep going.
Yep, down through the sternum. I'm probably across just above the belly button horizontally. And so what
pubic synthesis.
Excuse me?
The pubis
synthesis. Oh, you mean the one that goes from top to bottom? Yeah, from sternum down to the pubic symphysis and then the one that goes across a little bit above the belly button. So this gives us four quadrants, right? Which is maybe a bit
easier.
But,
and that's just upper, right, left, lower.
Yeah, right upper quadrant, left upper quadrant, right lower quadrant, left lower quadrant. And it's going to contain the same stuff. So right upper quadrant, liver, gallbladder, pancreas, upper part of the small intestines. Left upper quadrant, spleen, stomach, pancreas, upper part of the small intestines. Right lower quadrant, appendix, cecum, right ovary, fallopian tube, right? Left lower quadrant, ovary, fallopian tube, sigmoidal colon and part of the small intestines.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, the reason-
And this is usually done- More commonly clinically, right?
Yes, that's right. And it's important because obviously, you know, if a patient is experiencing pain in the right lower quadrant, this could be a sign of appendicitis, might require urgent attention. And so this is the importance of understanding the either nine abdominopelvic regions or the four abdominopelvic regions.
Quadrants.
Quadrants.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners or odd shapes, flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with five different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.